You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The focus of our meditations this week is on community or common life. And we start off with a very familiar passage, the parable of the prodigal son, or as some call it, the parable of the two sons, Luke 15, verses 1 to 3 and 11 to 32. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. And he said, "There was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. But this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" I grew up with two brothers, one older and one younger. I quickly learned to take offense and to give offense. We were pretty competitive, and we were very articulate. And let's just say that a lot of words and at times fists flew as we grew up. And being in the right was very important to me, and I was sensitive to the fact that I was always in the middle. In the parable, the younger son goes off, breaking out of community, not just of the family, but the entire community. He squanders his inheritance, and then when starving and in a foreign place, realizes that he has to fend for himself, as there is no longer any community, no one who cared for him. And as it says literally, he comes to himself. Well, there was no one else he could go to. So the phrase is pretty apt. and he sets out to rejoin his family and community, not caring about what his position will be. So we have the scene, the father running, embracing his son, bringing him back into the community with rejoicing, and the older son, the obedient one, the one who is in the right, sees and is not happy. This isn't right. The father again reaches out, this time to the older son, and offers him a better perspective. This is your brother, and he has come back to community and to the family. So as you reflect on this passage, I suggest you call to mind places where you've been in the right, but want to punish and judge, rather than bring the wandering one back into your community and family. Do you genuinely desire the best for those others, those who are struggling, those who are lost? Or would you rather sit in your seat of judgment over people or events, as the Pharisees were so ready to do?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.